everyone. This is Johnny Moto with the Trade Show Minute, coming to you live from Orlando, Florida. It's day one at Infocom. I'm here with my host.
Oh, Victoria Varela here. We do have a guest that popped in from Kramer.
Hi, I'm Clint, and thanks for having me here today.
Thank you for coming on. Can you tell us, first of all, what booth number and what can we see at your booth this year, different from all the other years?
Absolutely. We're in booth 2930. And, last year we started a new kind of branding for the company. We call it AV Beyond the Box. Because frankly, for a very long time, we were making boxes that solve problems. But this industry is converging, IT. And so now we have to offer more than just boxes. We have to offer software solutions, cloud-based solutions. And we've taken that promise last year and we're delivering on it here this year. And we call it AV over IT. That's what we're showing.
Nice. So are you looking for customer feedback now to improve on that? Or are you just saying, hey, this is what we're using, we're running with it, and we like it?
Well, we're always looking for customer feedback. Uh-huh. Yeah, we create things and we take as much feedback as we can during the creative process. We put it out on the street, we get feedback. We make it better.
Very cool. I know that you guys were at ISC 2017?
Yes, we were. I personally wasn't, but Kramer was, absolutely.
Very cool. So what can you tell me about maybe Kramer's goals at ISC 2017 different from Infocom 2017?
Well, they actually weren't different. They're pretty much identical. And so, we really see that the future of this business is different than what it's been in the past. And we want to deliver those innovative solutions that that fit the converged world. As opposed to the traditional solutions that we have in the past.
Johnny looks like he's brewing up a storm in his head, and I can't tell if it's his face, maybe it's his eyebrows, I can't tell.
No, it's my face. Actually, just out of ignorance, can you give me a general overview on Kramer?
Sure. So Kramer Electronics has been around since 1981. We're an AV signal management distribution company. We make what we call blue products, all that stuff in the middle between your display and your source. And we've been doing it for a long time, and we're branching out. We used to, just like I said, we used to make a little boxes that solve particular problems. And now we're introducing software solutions and cloud-based solutions to be able to change your world.
Do you see any new trends this year that are hitting the AV industry? I mean, I'm a millennial. I'm still trying to wrap my head around the whole industry. It's a huge industry. I was just introduced to it maybe 2 years ago. I have my CTS, so I'm trying to get in there. I do have a full-time job programming Castron and Lights, and I'm working closely with Hope Roth. I'm not sure if you know her, but she's also in Truma. There you go. So I'm Hope's co-worker. And so just as a millennial or someone new in the industry, I'm just trying to see maybe any trends and put, everything on a timeline and see how I can fit in and help out.
So as a company that's involved in an industry that's going through a convergence, and there's an expression that IT has never lost a convergence. You can look at the telephony marketplace and see that it's fully converged. But as a company that's involved in that, we're acutely aware that there are traditional legacy things in this industry. For example, control, said you're a programmer. So to be a programmer, you're going to go learn a language that was written 30 years ago and has been used for very, very well for some 30 years, and you're going to go to school for a couple of weeks, learn that language, and then you're going to program systems to talk to each other. We're changing all that. We designed a new control system for Orlando in this day and age, and that control system is designed to deliver data. So from the get-go, everything that happens over the control system is captured and stored in the cloud and available for immediate ROI evaluation. It's also a simplified design system. It's more drag and drop, right? Custom intelligent drivers. So we know that millennials don't necessarily want to go learn some CC+ or whatever the heck it's called.
At least they're used to their phone.
Well, most of them would say, hey, this is my phone, this is my life, I push these buttons and stuff happens. I'm an app-based person. We're delivering an app-based solution for them.
Sure. So that's good. I'm hoping that more people millennials or younger people come into the industry, because I see that there's maybe not a lot of us here. Maybe I'm, you know, maybe I'm just seeing this little spot of the whole show. But how is your company maybe reaching out to new people in the industry, younger people, or maybe people that are in different markets?
You know, that's an interesting question, because that is a challenge. We are historically both a male-driven and an adult-driven industry. So, but I think it's changing. I look at the show floor, and I look at the, I'm sitting here with you guys. Gary's teaching classes at the University of North Carolina and making converts. I think it's something that happens naturally over time. And as the industry, I don't get sick of hearing this term, but as we move into this new era of software and cloud-based solutions and I think that's the kind of things that are going to be attractive to bring more people into their business.
Well, I hope so. I need more people in here to, and young people are now, at least millennials and Gen Zs and everyone else, they're really good with technology, so why not work with it and make money?
Exactly.
Just a thought?
No, it's a good
Johnny, what's going on there?
It looks like you want to say that I have a question, but I actually have no questions. I only have answers, and all the answers point to Kramer Electronics. But for people that maybe can't come to the booth today, they want to learn more about Kramer, what's the best way to do it?
So you can find us at www.kramerav.com. We are prevalent in social media. You'll find us on all the major areas as well.
Very cool. What else are you looking forward to, maybe in your company, like you said, trends or moving forward? What are you looking forward in your company, like I said, going forward?
Sure. Well, going forward, we're looking to be an important part of this new age of for a long time, traditional dealer integrators in our business, which are all like boards and manufacturers, they've been very project oriented in terms of paid on such and such, and then you know they make payroll every Friday. Now, with the changeover, the software, the cloud-based stuff, they can sell recurring revenue. So I know that's a thing Gary's preached too. You know, service contracts is one kind of recurring revenue. But now we're going to actually be able to say, hey, for $10 a month, for every room that you have control in, we'll give you analytics. And you just, you know, that would be a new product. IT people are very comfortable and familiar with that.
Something I also have to learn is IT. I am not familiar with IT. I mean, they joked around saying, hey, the younger people just need the closest thing to IT that they know is the like Wi-Fi password. So that's the closest I can do. I need to know like the back end. A little bit right now, but it was a huge learning curve in the past year. So, you know, I'm getting there, but I need more. Do you have, does Kramer have any educational opportunities?
We do. We have a training. We start with the basics of AV, and we'll go into control-specific classes, and we'll do product-specific classes as well. One of the things that we're pretty proud of is we'll bring that training out to you. If there's enough folks in a particular dealership, integrator, territory, you know, we'll come out and do training for you.
Nice. So are you involved with the Infocom classes as well, or just does Kramer doing their own thing with classes, which sounds like a lot even by itself?
Yeah, no, currently we're mostly involved. We've historically been used to teach CTS, but we've had such a demand now for our own training that we've had to focus on.
Yeah, very cool. Again, can you remind us where we can find you on the web and on the social media?
Sure. The web is www.kramerav.com, and if you want to find us on social media, I think the best way is to search for Kramer Electronics.
Very cool. And if anyone of your friends, AV friends, whoever, mom, dad, missed this recording live, you can find this at ravepubs.com/infocom2017. Ravepubs is all over Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, at ravepubs. You can find myself, Victoria Barella, on the Twitterland, at Barella Victoria _, and that's BarellaVictoria _.
Bro, I'm at Jim103 again. Ray Pubs is on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn at Ray Pubs. And then if you're listening and maybe you yourself, you know, you're at the booth, you want to listen to more of our streams to hear what we're talking about the other people, I don't know, competition. Maybe there's some new innovating buzzword going out there that no one knows about yet.
Sure.
You can follow along live per our schedule at ravepubs.com/infocom2017/live. But until then, thank you so much for being on the Trade Show Minute. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.